ஓம் சாந்தி. குட் மார்னிங் டு யூ ஆல். அண்ட் டுடேஸ் டாபிக் இஸ் இஃப் யூ வாண்ட் சக்சஸ் இன் எவ்ரி ஃபீல்ட், பர்டிகுலர்லி இன் யுவர் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் சர்வீஸ் ஆர் இன் யுவர் ஆஃபிஷியல், தட் இஸ் கால்ட் ப்ரொஃபஷனல் சர்வீஸ் ஆர் இன் இன்டிவிஜுவல் லைஃப். If you want success, what is necessary? Determination is necessary, what Baba said today. But if you want determination in your life, what is necessary? Faith is very important. Faith on Baba. If you are having full faith on Him, then you will accumulate spiritual power. If power is there, that is called power of silence. So power of silence is there, then definitely in each action you will get success. Without power, without any power or determination is not coming, and we cannot get success because power is very important. Now question comes, how you we will going to accumulate that spiritual power to achieve success. That's why the actual topic is, if you want to achieve perfection in your profession, any type of profession, physical, mental, if you are working in profession office, or even your home daily activities, any type of action, when I am doing, there I want perfection. Others are also always expecting perfection. How will going to achieve that perfection? Anybody can guide? What is necessary to achieve perfection in your profession or in your service? You cannot? Raise your hand, those who cannot remember, listen. Tamil, this is Malayalam. This, okay, you can receive now? No. Okay? No. Which language it is? Tamil. Tamil people cannot listen. Sound is low. Just we can listen. Sound is low. Increase the sound. Increase the sound. Okay now? It is okay? You can? You are going. You go. Increase the sound. Okay? Good. Others are okay? Good. So what is necessary to achieve perfection in your any type of profession? What is necessary? Concentration is necessary. Concentration will bring perfection in profession or in any type of study or any type of prayer, meditation. There you will get success. Perfection will come in your life. So anybody can share what is concentration? Always we say, the whole world is telling, develop your concentration to achieve perfection in your profession. Even study also, concentrate in your study. So what is concentration? Up to today, in the whole world education, it is taught, concentration definition is, focus of mind is concentration. Is it right? Now let us see, you are sitting here, you are looking me, you are listening me, I feel that you are fully focused on me. Yes? At the same time, you see, you are listening, you are looking to me, at the same time, another thought is coming. From where that thought is coming? Who is disturbing you in listening? There is no noise, there is no sound. So who is disturbing you while listening? Anybody is disturbing? Other thoughts are coming. When you are sitting, listening Murli, when you are sitting in meditation, you are remembering Baba, you are doing conversation with Baba, other thoughts are coming from where? There are two souls? No, only one soul. Is it? So, your mind is listening now. Your eyes are looking me. At the same time, other thoughts are coming which you do not like it. They are coming from where? Yes, brothers? Subconscious. Anybody? Means while listening, you are not using your subconscious? Only conscious is working. Is it? Right? Anybody? Here. In this spiritual unit, because science is telling, conscious and subconscious. That's why it is said, it is very easy to teach others. It is very difficult to teach the self. I will tell you, you should not do anything wrong. You should not get angry. If I get angry, who will teach me? Who will teach me? That's why the whole world. So that's why here in this spiritual university, it is a spiritual university where spiritual knowledge will be given. And in that spiritual knowledge, atom contains electron, proton, neutron. It is a physical energy. There is a metaphysical energy is there. So in simple word, we call soul. It is a spiritual energy. What is that energy? What is that energy is doing in this body? When that energy is taking birth in this body, the energy is creating something we call it is mind. That mind is creating positive or negative. Constantly thoughts are gone. It is a machine which creates thought irrespective of good and bad, day and night. After that, one more power is there. What is that? We call intellect. So any thought is coming from mind. Intellect is giving decision. This thought is not good for my personality. I do not like this thought. So intellect is a power to control, to convince. But here, do not suppress your thought. Do not control your thought. What to do? Convince your thought. But who will going to convince? The intellect. So we say dull intellect, sharp intellect, and mad. One whose intellect is not working. After that, after taking decision, any action I am performing with this instrument, each action is recorded. For each action, there is a reaction. And there is no excuse of ignorance of law of action. Is it? So you must know when soul is what? What is this spiritual knowledge taught here? Which is lacking in the whole world. The whole world education society is there. That education society is telling. The whole world is telling nowadays. Something is lacking in our education. What is that? Spirituality is lacking in our education. What is the spirituality? Science has taught to us conscious and subconscious. Where is intellect? So it is very easy to teach others, but it is very difficult to teach the self. So Baba has given this third eye. That knowledge is given. So soul is having, the spiritual energy is having three powers. Mind, intellect and impressions. So when mind is creating some thoughts against of my will and wish, which I do not like it. So, intellect is there. If not, this intellect is spiritual. I am listening, I have taken 7 days course. I realize I am a soul, son of Almighty. The spiritual knowledge is there. So, with this knowledge, I will convince myself first. I have to convince. That's why it said, change yourself first. Do not change others. We cannot change others. So we can change ourselves. So that knowledge is necessary. Which knowledge we are having? Plenty of knowledge. That is worldly knowledge. We collect each day plenty of information from the whole world. But it is physical. Spiritual knowledge is not there. So that's why in this confluence age, the Almighty, Shiva Baba, one who is ocean of knowledge, He is giving which is lacking in our education. That's why we cannot enjoy. We are not happy, we are not peaceful in our life. So why? There is lack of some power. And that knowledge He is giving. That is called intellect. So the intellect is, Baba has given this knowledge. So mind, intellect and impression. So concentration is what? Here. So where you are now listening, till sometimes we say, please give attention. What is that attention? You are looking. You are listening me. Till we use this word, please give attention. What is that attention? Intellect is not here. So even after listening, even after reading, we say sometimes, I am not convinced. The convinced power is where? In intellect. So here in this spiritual university, what is concentration? Where? Mind and intellect must work together. Listening, reading is not everything. We read, we listen plenty of things. But till we say, I am not convinced, I have not understood. The understanding power is in intellect. So definition comes here, where mind and intellect work together. So while listening, if your mind and intellect both are working, you are listening at that same time, so you are understanding also what you are listening. Yes? Yes, I have understood. And when we understand, then naturally whatever you understand, it will come in action. So our action, our attitude, our behavior, everything will change. If otherwise, we listen, we read, till our actions, our behavior, our attitude is as it is. There is no change. So what is use of this spiritual knowledge? So that Baba said today, if you want success, determination is necessary. To develop that determination, first faith is necessary. When faith will come, when you are fully knowledgeful, when you listen. So we are listening. We are reading many things till we have not understood. Understanding power is not there. We cannot grasp. So with full concentration, if you are listening, if you are reading, yes, many things we will understand. Yes? When understanding power is there, so when you come in relation, we have to do Baba's service. Not only one person cannot do. There are many. And all are having different habits, behavior. Their sanskars are different. Till, if you are having that knowledge, yes, we are children of one Father. All cannot be one. My one hand, all these five fingers are not similar. One finger is very small. One finger is very big. So we understand this knowledge. With this understanding, I will adjust with others. In service way, when you are doing Baba's service, somewhere, if I am knowledgeful, then only I will adjust with somebody. Somewhere, somebody will do some mistake. I will tolerate, okay, Baba's child. Somewhere, you have to face. Is it? Somewhere, you have to tolerate, even though many times, somebody is doing again and again some mistake. Till, okay, Baba's child. Baba will give power. We are children of one Father. So with this understanding, we work in this Brahmin family because all are knowledgeful. We have understanding that we are one Father's children. We are one family. We are all brothers and sisters. When this understanding is there, in Baba's service, we will adjust, we will tolerate. Okay, there you will get success. Unity will be there. You can do many things. If this understanding is not there, while listening there is no concentration, we have not understood Baba's knowledge. So when you start working, doing Baba's service, there are many difficulties are coming. There is no unity. We cannot tolerate others' disturbance. We cannot accept others' behavior. We know all cannot be one. But that knowledge is not there. Understanding power is not there. So we cannot tolerate. We cannot adjust. We say, we are one family. One God, one family, we say. But till it is not coming in action. Reading, listening is not everything. Always we say, one family, one God. So one family is there. So somebody is doing something wrong. And it is Baba's service, it is not my service. Okay, adjust, tolerate. Then only there will be a unity. Unity is there. Any type of work we can do. And you will get service, success. Even outside also. In family life also. If you are staying in family life, there also. All cannot be one. Suppose somebody is not having this spiritual knowledge. His behavior is different. His attitude is different. His sanskars are different. But I know the spiritual knowledge. I have understood. He is also Baba's child. But he do not know. He never accept. But I know it. I have to use that knowledge. Even though he is doing something wrong. Even though he is doing something bad. Which I do not like it. Against of my will and wish. Till I have to accept him. Because he is illiterate. He do not know the spiritual knowledge. I know the spiritual knowledge. I have to accept him. Possible? This is called applying the spiritual knowledge. So when you will apply? When you have understood. So that's why Baba is telling, each day while listening, Baba is teaching. Whom he is teaching? Souls. It is a spiritual university where spiritual knowledge will be given, which is lacking in our education. That's why even somebody is doing something very little mistake, we cannot tolerate. Is it? Why? Till I have not accepted him. He is Baba's child. He is my brother. He is my sister. She is my sister. Till we have not accepted. Why? Till we do not have faith in knowledge, in others. So what to be done? So Baba is telling each day, try to understand. Listen with full concentration. But up to today in the whole world, we see there are many defects. Everywhere. We have to wait for everything. Nobody is doing perfect, neat, clean actions. So Baba is telling, what is golden age? It is not a magic. It is not a miracle. Baba is teaching individually for all the souls that you are a soul, you are having three powers. While working, while doing each action, it may be any type of action. If you are cooking, if you are reading, if you are doing any computer work, intellectual work, if you are counting money in bank, any type of work. If I have realized that I am a soul, I am having these two powers, mind and intellect, I have to use them at a time. If I am using, even I am writing something, there will be some mistake. Suddenly my intellect is there. Understanding power is there. While writing, I will see, yes, this spelling is mistake. There only I will rectify. I will correct. Otherwise, if intellect is not there, I'm gone talking, gone rewriting many things. Somebody has to verify my work. And he will find out some mistake. This is right, this is wrong. He will scold me, he will get angry, he will disturb me. Why somebody is disturbing me? Why somebody is getting angry? Because my actions are not neat, clean, accurate. Why my actions are not neat, clean, accurate? I am not working with full concentration. That's why nowadays the word is used in profession. What is that? Bring your heart along with you. Which heart? Nowadays, the word is used in profession. Bring your heart along with you. Which heart? This heart? Yes? Without this, nobody can go. Which heart? Intellect is the heart of the soul. Not this heart. This heart is just pumping the blood. It is physical heart. Without this physical body, you cannot do any action. You cannot survive. It is physical. So while working, this physical body is not working. Who is working? I, the soul, is working through this body. It is an instrument. Then who is I am? I am having these two powers. Mind and intellect, understanding power, discrimination power. So with this power, if I am working, that is the heart. So intellect is the heart of the soul, not this heart. Sometimes we say, I love you from my true heart. This heart is loving, it is just pumping. If soul is not there, this heart will love? No, I the soul. And in that soul, understanding power is there. That is called, the intellect is called heart of the soul. So while working, if you are applying your heart, understanding power. So if we have studied this spiritual knowledge, we have understanding power. Somebody is doing mistake. Somebody may not cooperate with me. Somebody is doing again and again, even though we have guided him many times, still he is doing mistake. Till we know, we are convinced, yes, all are having different abilities. Till all are human beings, all are children of one father. We all came from one home. So we say, one God, one family. If this concept, this knowledge, if I am understood properly, I am convinced with this, so while doing service, it is very difficult sometimes to work with somebody, with some group, either in outside Laukik family, or in profession, or sometimes in Baba's service also. All are having different aim. All cannot be one, no? His view is different, his aim is different, his working style is different.
Somebody is working very fast. Somebody is working very slow. What to be done? So if you are having that power, spiritual power, so how you will acquire that power? Knowledge is not power. When you apply that knowledge, so how to apply? So when you sit in meditation, so say develop your concentration. Why? To achieve perfection in your profession. Any type of service where you will get success. So here also, in this spiritual university also, what is meditation? What is meditation? Develop your concentration. How to develop that concentration? If you want to become physically fit, physical exercise is necessary. If you want mental fitness, what is necessary? Mental exercise is necessary. What is that mental exercise? What is that physical exercise? Physically you are doing walking, jumping, many things. So physical fitness will be there. So mental, spiritual fitness. So we call meditation early in the morning. When you sit, activate your powers. Channelize them. How you channelize? So the word is used, activate your consciousness, connect with the Supreme Consciousness. So how to activate? Just you sit. Suppose sometimes you sit early in the morning, 4 to 5, when you sit in meditation. We do meditation. Mind is working. Yes, I am a soul, point of light. Baba, I am your child. Oh, I have to do some work. Is it? Who is telling this? Maya? No, Maya is nothing. Thoughts you are creating. So who is creating? This is intellect. Past memories. They remind you. I have to do this work. And this is not the time. So one power is working. And one power is silent. Free. Free intellect is wandering here and there, disturb you, interfere you in this travel. So Baba said, use these two powers at a time. How to use? So meditation is a conscious travel. So if you want to walk, you can walk with one leg, two legs are necessary. Yes? So if you want to walk, spiritual walking it is. So what is necessary? You have to use these two powers. So how you will use? So when you sit, keep your eye open, talk to you. Suppose I am asking, brother, what is your name? Then you will give answer, no? Brother, you came from where? You will give answer, no? Brother, what you are doing? My mind is asking and I am silenced. Then I am listening. So here also, when you sit, talk to you. Do not keep your mind and intellect free. Talk to you. Mind is asking, who am I? Wait. Intellect will give answer. Yes, on that day it is said, I am so and so. Apply this knowledge, which is in your memory. Mind is asking, which is in your subconscious mind. Recording is there. Use it. When you ask, it will give answer, yes, I am so and so. Second, if I am so and so, what is my form? Wait, intellect, that true heart, that intellect will give you answer, yes, on that day it is explained, I am so and so, this is my form. Third, what are my qualities? There are 7 qualities. One by one you ask, what are my qualities? Innate qualities and adopted qualities are there. 5 vices, lust, anger, greed, attachment, ego, these are not my qualities. So I am having spiritual qualities. Ask one by one activate them. Yes, I born pure. When I came peaceful. Ask, activate them one by one. If I am having these seven qualities, then what I am doing? Yes, I am sitting in the middle of forehead and I am driving this car. If I want to see, I use these eyeballs. If I want to talk, I use this mouth. So while sitting in meditation, I have to see here and there. I have to use these eyeballs. No, stable. There is no use of this body. So the word is used, activate yourself. Activate your consciousness. How to activate? So you have to ask four questions. First, who am I? Second, what is my form? Third, what are my qualities? Fourth, what is my function? What I am doing? Yes, I am driving this car, but not now. Now I do not want to use this. So why I am sitting here? I came from where? Beyond space, there is subtle world. What is that subtle world? Mind is asking. Intellect is having memory. We have read. We know. Apply. Use the knowledge. Use your intellect. If you live free, intellect will wander here and there. It will disturb you. So above subtle world, who is there? Oh, incorporeal world. Who is there? We know. Use that knowledge. Talk to him. So how deep connection you are having, how much you are loving, talking to him, we are connected to Almighty. We are charging. Now we are sitting inside. Heavy sun is there outside. If you want sun rays, what you have to do? What you have to do? You have to take your body outside. He is available. So sun rays will fall on you and start sweating. So Shubh Baba is also came. He came on this earth. He is giving power. For whom? For the soul and not the body. He said, I am the purifier. I am the liberator. So soul is inside the body. So activate. Always, each second, you see, we are having awareness. I means body. Yes? Not always you are not having awareness. So at least when we are sitting for meditation, at least for that time, activate yourself and connect with the Supreme Consciousness to charge. So if there are just like a mobile, there are many facilities in this mobile. So if you are not charged, that mobile is worthful? No, worthless. Similarly, we are having many abilities, many things we can do. Yes, many things we can achieve. In every field we can get success also. By doing each action, I will be happy and I can give happiness to others. I can achieve success. For that, what is necessary? Power is necessary. To acquire that power, that is called charge yourself. The soul battery is fully charged by this process, by meditation, by developing your concentration. Your mind is asking, intellect is giving answer. These two powers are working at a time. So the word is used, activate your consciousness and connect with the Supreme Consciousness. How long you connect with the Supreme, so much we are charging. For 1 minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, without any disturbance, without any interference. If just mind is connected, intellect will remind you, will pull you, will disturb you. Past memories, many other things will interfere. So because we are full of past memories, that's why we say when you sit weak, I cannot concentrate. Even though now I feel that you are looking me. You are listening. Full concentration is there. I feel that. Till many other things are going on. So it is said, while listening, please give attention. Apply your intellect. Do not remember other things. If I am having, suppose some mother is sitting here, she is always connected with the children. And she has to remember. If she realizes I am a mother, definitely thought will come. Oh, what is my child? Where is my child? What he is doing? Yes? It is her duty. That's why it is said, when you are sitting in meditation, it is a spiritual university. So when you are sitting, realize yourself first, who am I? I am not body, I am not mother, I am not this, I am not this. But who is I am? I am a soul. I am having relation, connection with whom? With one Supreme Father. So when I connect with Him, and that is also how long? So much I will charge with the power. If this power, this is called power of silence, what is Baba has explained today in the Murli. So if you are fully charged, then you will have full determination. Yes, I can do anything. Nothing is impossible. Certain cases, certain things are impossible. The human being is feeling, but I am not alone. Along with me, the Almighty is there. And I am fully charged. I can work with anybody. Because I am having this understanding power. I can adjust. I can tolerate. I can face. If these powers are there, yes, then I am having that power. I can do many things. And Baba wants such children to change this iron age into golden age. Not it is a miracle. He is not doing anything. He by teaching the system. He is convincing, he is teaching, and with how much I understand, I accumulate this knowledge and power. Wherever I go, in any field, my each action is neat, clean, accurate. Yes? And like this, if I am doing this, if we are all are doing this, that is called, on this earth, there is paradise. There is a heaven. This paradise, heaven never come from somewhere else. So we have to create by our own action. So Baba is telling always, we are creating paradise, heaven for whom? For us. And by our own money, wealth, yes, body also you are using, knowledge also we are using. For whom? By whose direction? By His direction. If I am by Srimad, we are using these things to create a paradise on this earth. Is it? That's why Baba is telling. So if you want success, power, knowledge, concentration, in other words, it is meditation. All these things are necessary. Just listening, just reading is not everything. Sometimes we are having that habit of just go on listening, go on reading many things, go on accumulating many things. What you will do? Listen few things and try to apply it. See the result. Then you will have that confidence. Yes. That faith. Yes, I can do many things. I am having that power, courage. Possible or difficult? Possible in family life also. Sometimes it is very difficult to adjust with somebody because all are not having same nature, different nature. So one who is having that knowledge and power, not only knowledge, sometimes we know, yes, I should not talk, I should not get angry, I should not disturb, but power is not there. So when you are in family life or service, Baba's service, so we know somebody is disturbing, somebody is not doing accurate work. We know, till we cannot. Some words we will say, so there is no unity. 2-3 person cannot work together. So I cannot, I do not like this person, I cannot work with him, I cannot stay with him. Why? Till I have not realized my ability and his abilities. All are not having equal abilities. Only one hand, all fingers are different. With all these 5 fingers, if I want to do something, if I want to lift this glass, one finger cannot. All these 5 fingers must work together. Then only I can live this. Similarly, in this life also, in our family also, in this kingdom also, all are having different powers, abilities. All cannot be one. All cannot be king. Servers are necessary. Some subjects are necessary. Royal family is necessary. All cannot be king. See, this understanding is there. When you are coming in relation with others, try to understand others with this knowledge, with this power. Yes, what is his status? What is his ability? And work with him. If I cannot understand others, so I cannot adjust with others. Possible to adjust or difficult? So this is spirituality. This power is necessary. For that, sometimes you see, we listen, we understand. But power is also necessary. To use that knowledge in practical. That's why that said, knowledge is not everything. Knowledge and power, both are necessary to achieve perfection or success in our each action. Sometimes power is there, but knowledge is not there. How to apply that power? We are having plenty of wealth. Money power is there, but how you'll use it? When to use, how to use, where to use. That is also, otherwise you will waste. You have to multiply it. There also knowledge is necessary. Possible? In this iron age, nowadays in the world condition is such, in this atmosphere, it is possible to, or just easy to listen. Easy to listen or easy to do it. That's why the word is used, easy Raj Yoga. No, you will say it is very difficult Raj Yoga. It is very easy, how long in your Baba's home. Yes? So when you go outside, in different atmosphere, somebody, there are four persons, they are not in knowledge. You have to work in profession. And you know the knowledge. How long I have to tolerate? How long I have to face? 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, okay. How long? How to adjust? In each step, somebody is disturbing you, never cooperate you. So that Baba said, for that, power is important. Power to tolerate, power to accept others' behavior. Because we know he is Baba's child. And if you are accepting him, he will learn today or tomorrow. For that also we require patience. Not 1 day, because all are having their own ego. Nobody want to follow. Till we know, we will request. For that Baba has given, keep good wishes. Give him power, positive vibrations. Serve him. If you are constantly serving with positive vibration, the hopeless, he is very hopeless, he cannot change, you feel. But Baba said, you are not alone. If you keep my company, I will guide you, I will help you, I will cooperate you. I came for that, to guide the children, to help the children, to cooperate, take help from me. He is available. But who will take help from him? All? All can take? No. If you realize yourself, I am so and so? No. If you realize, if you are having the spiritual awareness, I am the Son of Almighty, this awareness is important. I am Son of that Father. So I can take help, cooperation from him. He will guide me. He will help me. Sometimes we cannot understand what to do. Many situations are coming in front of us suddenly. So if we are having this awareness, if I am using this spiritual knowledge that I am Son of this Almighty, Shubh Baba is along with me. He has promised, child, you go anywhere else. I am along with you. If I keep his company, then I can see certain cases are there, hopeless. Some situations are not cooperative. Till if we are having that company with him, he said, I will guide you. I will protect you. I will help you. I will cooperate you. But who will get all this? Offer all? All will get this? Yes. Baba said for all. But one who keep this awareness, that is important. In each step, in each situation, in each work, we may be anywhere else in the whole world, any corner of the world. Do any type of work. Keeping this attention, I am not alone. Along with me, my Father is there. I am having his company. If you keep this, that's why Baba said today, for that, to develop this, what we have to do? Baba has given today homework. What to do? To get all these benefits, what we have to do? We have to do some homework, no?
What homework Baba has given today? Baba said, write your chart. Checking is important. While doing all type of action, I am in which awareness? Body conscious or soul conscious? Then God conscious. So checking is necessary each hour. In this atmosphere, it is very easy because it is spiritual atmosphere. So when you go in that atmosphere, yes, there it is difficult. Till, even if you try from here in this atmosphere, if you create this habit, then it is very easy when you go in that atmosphere. If in this atmosphere, if I have not tried, not created this habit, so when you go in that atmosphere, it is very difficult to maintain. Because all are body conscious. The vibrations are body conscious. Their behavior is different. In such behavior, it is very difficult to stand, to face. So Baba is calling each year in this pure spiritual university it is. Come here. Charge yourself. Create new habits. Create a new lifestyle. That's why Baba is telling that when you go there also, the spiritual lifestyle, maintain that. Even if you go outside. So Madhuban, early in the morning, then listening Murli, then taking breakfast, then working. Each hour there is a traffic control. Yes? Remind, who will remind? Who will give me attention? So otherwise, mostly we will become work conscious. So that's why Baba has done this system. Each hour there is a traffic control. If we are following this principle, even outside also, so we can maintain that stage. Not 100%. If you can maintain here 100%, there even if you maintain 25 to 50%, it is everything. Because Baba will give you, if you are trying, if you keep one step, Baba said, I am ready to guide you, help you 1,000 times. But try. He is having love, he is having faith for his children. So he is trying, but he cannot force. Because spiritual life is not by force, it is by will. With understanding, we have to do it. And if we change in this cycle, in this consciousness age, the whole cycle, we can use the fruit of it. We can reap the fruit of it. If we are due to any reason, if we are unable to apply this spiritual knowledge and power, our past habits will be as it is for the next cycle. So for all the souls, Baba is giving chance. By teaching, he is giving chance to change, apply power and knowledge on self first. To change my own habits, which I do not like it, not others. There are certain thoughts, certain habits, certain my own behavior, which I do not like it. When I compare with others, when I listen Baba's knowledge, so what you will do? Baba has given medicine, knowledge, apply. To apply, Baba said today, checking is important. While walking, while doing, what my eyes are doing, what my mouth is doing. So Baba said, criminal eye. Today Baba said, so it never changes as it is.
if I am having using knowledge, then I can change into civil. Yes? Otherwise, since half cycle, there is a habit. That habits, just by listening, we cannot change. Similarly, sometimes we realize this habit is not good, but we do not like it. Knowledge is there, but we cannot change. So, Baba said, power is necessary. So, by meditation, by developed concentration, we can charge. So, with this power, we can, knowledge and power. So, we can change our own habits. So, we see the change in our behavior. Then faith will come on self. Yes, I can do. I can do many things. Because the whole world is telling it is not possible. All are telling not it is impossible. But I am not alone. I am with Almighty. Baba said, use my company. Use me in each step. So without him we cannot. We do not have the end of the cycle. We have traveled whole cycle. Soul is very weak. So he said, charge yourself for the next whole cycle. This is the only confluence period. The chance is given. During this period, if you charge, if we change, with understanding. That's why checking is important. While walking, while looking, when you stay in the room, the other's behavior is different. Till we know he is Baba's child. So it is possible to adjust, tolerate. I can face, I can change by giving positive vibrations, by serving. So when you do this experiment, because scientists also, they do experiments in laboratory. So we are all Madhuban, this is laboratory, where you apply the knowledge and power. Work on self. If we do here, then we can try in others, other field, where you have to work with others in different situation, adverse situation. Then that power, that courage will come. Yes, I can. I can face, I can change, I can survive, I can cooperate. I can do many things. Without this, it cannot. Okay? Now, anybody want to ask anything? Yes. Because after listening, if you have anything, you can ask. Otherwise, it will be one-way transaction. Because it is a dialogue. When you listen something, you have a right. What if you are not convinced? So what is this? I am not convinced. How to do this? You are having right to ask. If anybody want to ask anything, because different language still. Otherwise, very simple clarity is given. What to do when you are sitting in meditation? What you have to do? If you keep one power engaged, so it is not concentration. Another power will disturb you. So use with both the powers. Connect with one supreme. So you can charge. That's why the word is used. Activate your consciousness and connect with the supreme consciousness. The system is explained. When you sit, how to activate? Ask yourself. Suppose I am go on asking somebody something, so she will be alert. Yes? Same way, if you are gone talking yourself, so you are very active, alert. Go and talk yourself, who am I? Otherwise mind is working. Slowly, slowly there is no answer. Start dozing. Yes? Some other thoughts will interact. Because intellect is free, past memories are there. They will disturb. Do not allow them to activate. In at least when you are sitting for 10, 15 to 20 minutes, half an hour in meditation, the past memories should not activate. For that, what I have to do? To keep your power engaged. How to keep gone? Ask, who am I? Even gone, I'm asking somebody. So you have to give answer. So you'll be alert. To keep your intellect alert, gone, ask, talk to you. So there are five questions. You ask, who am I? Wait, intellect will give. Apply the knowledge. Whatever you have read, we are taught, you listen, use that. What is my form? Intellect will give answer. What are my qualities? There are seven qualities. Slowly, slowly activate. Convince yourself. Yes, these are my qualities. What is my function? Yes, I am doing. Not now. I am using this car. But not now. So why I am sitting? To remember. From where I came, above space, there is subtle world. Who is there? Wait. Apply. Intellect will give you answers. Above that, what is incorporeal world? Who is there? We know. What he is having? He is having eight powers. Take one by one power and compare. What my father is doing? I have to do same thing. Baba said, follow me. Son shows father. Do not ask. Give me. What my father is doing? Same thing I have to do. He is a purifier. He is giving knowledge. He is loving. He is cooperating. Yes, I want to follow him. So if you are connecting and talking to him, connecting with power, so you charge. Early in the morning, half an hour, whole day use that knowledge and power in action. So my actions are neat, clean, accurate. With that, I will be happy and I can give happiness to others. So when I will get success, then I will have faith on me. Yes, I can do many things. Okay? Good? Om Shanti.